this is Sunroom Wild Games Productions.com and D20Radio.com.
Wild Games Productions and D20 Radio present an AD&D 2nd Edition Actual Play Podcast. In the land of Mystara, there are thousands of tales chronicling bands of brave beings out to make the land safe for human and demi-human alike. This is the story of one such group known as the Hammers of the Duchy. The players are DM Alley as Lou of Rose Glen, DM Corey as Katsu Oido, DM Full-On Gamer as Galeantro Heartcleaver, DM Glenn as Caracas Smelt, and your Dungeon Master is DM Brian. Join them now as the story unfolds.
Remember Rule 54, or is it 52?
43.
52.
Rule 34. You are correct. Yep. Rule 34 is if there's something about it, there's porn about it on the internet.
Absolutely.
Oh God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, hey folks, Hammers of the Duchy, episode 14. I am.
You gotta edit it.
Yeah. No, I ain't editing that. No. Well, then again, I might have to. We don't want the explicit tag, God forbid. I am your DM, and over there is DM Allie.
Meow, hello.
And to her right is DM Corey.
Good evening, everyone, and how you doing?
You all right, Corey? Nice
I'm having a little drinky drink.
Oh, okay, cool. Next to him is DM Glenn.
Zip, zip, zip. There is no good, there is no evil, and there is no Uncle Mikey.
What's that
from? That's
so
creepy.
What is that from?
That's from Unsick.
Tell him, DM Full-On.
The SDM Full-On Gamer, enlighten us, please.
Greetings, Gamer Nation. I will not disclose spoilers to the Gamer Nation.
Go look up Rock and Rule.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That one. That Uncle Mikey.
Oh, yes. Uncle Mikey!
But Uncle Mikey says... All the Canucks will know about it. Never mind.
Hold on, where'd your camera go? Did you take your clothes off? Is that why your camera's off?
No, I took my camera off to try to avoid network shutdowns.
Oh.
Yeah, he was having some issues, so you know, just shut his video down. That'll keep him... That should keep everything... keep everything on the up and up, or at least that's my hope.
New pants.
Yeah, naked from the waist up. Yes,
that's my go word for this session.
New pants. Oh boy. Before we get started, I'm going to apologize for episode 13. I was messing around with some software and I didn't save as I should have, and so it went to the ether. It's okay because not a lot happened in the last session aside from fighting a couple of hellhounds and a group of Sturges they randomly encountered. So,
Brian, will you do when last we left our heroes?
Yeah, I used to do that.
I haven't been here for 2 sessions, so I kind of want caught up too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So is this a regular part of the show now, the apology?
No. No, because I've got it working now, thank goodness.
Okay.
Corey hasn't been part of the game for a couple of sessions, and yeah.
And he's been kicking butt!
Yeah, and Katsu has been kicking all kinds of ass. It's true. And so, when last we left off, you guys were still wandering around the caverns underneath the ruined monastery trying to find a way out, and you guys had encountered a group of Sturges, like I'd said. Before that, you fought a couple of hellhounds and got away unscathed for the most part. So, as you can see, we are using Roll 20 for our system.
Roll20.com, we do not get kickbacks.
.net, yeah. Actually. But yeah, we don't get kickbacks. I wish we did.
Yeah.
As of the airing of this podcast, I believe it was also some kind of award winner at Gen Con.
Was it?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
best,
excellent.
Software aid, gaming aid or something like that?
Excellent. Yeah.
This is the aftermath weekend after Gen Con, and we didn't all get to go. So we're gaming our own way. Ha!
I'm a new dad. I can't go to cons for at least a year.
And that's roll20.net?
Yeah, .net.
Oh my god! I just thought of something.
You know, I figured if we can get a sponsorship from them and Crown Royal.
Hey, I'm down. They can send me a bottle of Crown Royal Black once a year. I'm going to need it.
Oh, the heck with that! I want them to send me to conventions with a bunch of bags and just toss them out.
Hey, that's no problem.
I've always wanted to do that.
And Corey just suddenly left. Okay.
I remember that being the thing for dice. Everybody had a Crown Royal bag.
I have one. Several. Yeah. Oh.
So,
what was your idea, Corey?
Well, seeing how they on the radio listening to the podcast can't see, I just thought of something. We don't have to use the roller because, look, we have cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't see me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is true. Well, then we're not doing
besides,
that.
Besides, you save that for throw. You save that D20 for rolling at people or throwing at people's heads.
Oh, I got one of them. It's called the Fist of Emrakul.
Yep. So yeah. Okay.
Bow.
Yeah, and
Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes. Oh geez, he's got one that will close.
He's got a light up D20.
When it rolls a 20, it flashes 20. So behind my DM screen, all my players see my face just glowing red with this sick smile on their face, and like, oh shit, somebody's dying.
You can find those folks
at ThinkGeek.com.
Yep.
Who could also sponsor us too?
Give us a little kickback so we can, you know, take our show to the next level.
Just send me to conventions. I'll shill whatever you want me to.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not proud.
Proudly wear the bumper stickers on my car.
Would you really?
Motorcycle.
Yeah. I work for liquor. Glenn works for con tickets, and full on works for stickers for his car.
I work for baby formula.
So there.
Yeah. There you go.
I work for con tickets plus airline fare and putting me up and all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
Anyway.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. So, getting back to the actual game now that we've, you know, completely whored ourselves out.
God, I miss cosplay. Anyway.
Yeah, I do too. Well,
that's the new podcast I should do.
Cosplay.
What?
No.
Oh, you want to review cosplay? Okay.
No, whoring for games. I don't know.
Yeah, whoring for
fun. What
stuff.
Would you do for cons?
Mm-hmm. What was that Saturday Night Live sketch that John Lovitz used to do? Plug Away with Harvey Fierstein?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Harvey Fierstein. Okay, getting back to the game. So, yeah, you guys have just encountered a bunch of Sturges and took care of them with, I'll say, light difficulty because a couple of them, latched on, but Lou actually healed everybody up before we stop for the night because...
Yeah, and a couple of them died from laughing from the monk.
Yeah, something like that.
What
so,
happened?
I passed out from blood loss or other sleep disorders.
Sleep disorders, okay. So, right. You guys were heading up this passage.
I forget. Did we rest? Did we do...
No. Well, you rested at the beginning of session 13 because you actually found a place that was pretty defensible, and you guys took extra.
Like 3 days later, but
okay.
This is,
I'm trying to figure out how many spells I have used.
Oh goodness, hold on, I need to pull up the.
I used the staff.
Yes,
Brian, just roll it. Brian, just roll.
I know that.
I'm not going to roll a d6. I don't roll like that. If I don't, yeah. How about that?
Am I still level 2?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So still have the right
because I'm trying to remember how many XP do you need for level 3? 10,000?
Is it on my sheet? I don't know because I don't have the martial artist. I gotta look for the martial artist stuff. Hold on, I'll find it. You continue doing alley stuff.
12,000. I'm sorry, it's 12.
Yeah, I'm nowhere close.
Actually, you are level 3. I'm sorry, you are.
I run
level 3. It's 12,000.
Walter Sobchak.
What's that?
I run games like Walter Sobchak, and unlike him, I do roll on Shabbos.
Of course you do. Okay, spells cast. All you cast last session was Bless, Allie. So
okay.
You've got...
Good, I've got most of my spells.
4 first, 4 second, and 2...
No, third. I have... If all I did was Bless, I'm 5-5-2.
Yeah, so you'd be 4-5-2.
Right, I'm 4-5-2.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Okay, got it.
You're short.
Mm-hmm. I'm 5-4, but,
couple inches either way, you know.
Yeah. I'm only an inch under the average height.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you guys are continuing down this passage, and let me
funky little passage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's just we're gonna end up back in that room.
Reveal areas. Right. There we go.
So,
actually, if I can scroll down real quick. Yeah, it basically loops around back to
81.
Yeah, 81. Correct. We'll just make it easy.
Brian, yeah, when you get a chance, send me my other sheet if you could.
Sure.
Email it to me.
Okay.
Okay. Right, I'm going to just move myself down into the room then with my doggies.
Yeah, just everybody just go back down to the room. And there's like one door that you guys haven't been through, and it's that one.
Where are we?
Back in this, back in that the second octagon.
Southeast corner.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Woohoo! I will right off. I roll right off the map.
Don't run off the end of the world. The DM hasn't completed it yet. You'll just die.
Okay. Well, there's only one way we haven't gone. So, brother, right. Do you want to listen and see if you hear anything?
Okay. Pull up my dice roller. There we go. And one set of...
Well,
oops, no, not two.
One way we haven't gone out of the octagon room. Mm-hmm. There are a few other ways we have not yet gone in the network.
I'm sorry.
The second octagon room, you've gone in every direction except one, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Sound. I gotta turn the sound off. There we go. And roll. And he looks up and shakes his head.
Okay.
Full on. You're not showing on D20, by the way.
I'm in the room with everyone else.
Oh, okay. So you're invisible.
I'm right there next to the eastern door.
Okay, that is weird. That is very weird. Yeah, I can see.
I see him.
Yeah, I see him too. That's weird because it's like you're not showing up there. Okay. So,
because I'm a ninja. No, wait, I'm a swashbuckler.
Yes, you are. You didn't take swashbuckler thief, which would have been
ninja-like tendencies. Mm-hmm. Tendencies.
Yeah, ninja, please. Okay. Anyway,
who wants to lead us out of this and down the?
Probably your brother, seeing how he's the thief. I don't want to step on a trap.
Yeah.
What about this door here?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one you're going.
Where are you? Okay. Where are you, dear brother?
Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. There you go.
Sorry, okay. Brian. Didn't mean to throw you a curveball there.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
I don't have my updated character sheet. So.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm taking care of it now. He listens at the door. He checks it, and then he opens it, and it opens up into a passage.
Supplies!
Ahead. Yeah, another passage. How about that? Who knew?
All right, I'm going to keep my sword drawn just in case.
Okay.
And we're attacked by this toad ninja. It's the Frog of War.
Oh, wow. But a crash. Holy garbage. Holy... Okay. And it goes like that. There you go. And
I can see.
Yep, you can see the passage. And you see the passage curves to the left. And it opens up into this. If I can get the right scale over.
Oh, that's dirty.
No. I don't. Never mind. I was about to say something, but that would have incriminated myself, so I'm not going to say it. There we go. And there. Oh, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, for my next game, I'm writing up the Frog of War now.
The Frog of War. Okay. And it opens up into that. And, of course...
Go, stealthy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. As I do something that some people cringe visibly at, I read the boxed text. Okay.
I just lost my manhood.
Wow. So we all just move to that room then, or?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not like he's going by himself. So,
yeah. Well, not out of sight anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. He just ranges ahead about, you know, 30 feet or whatever. So, yeah. So,
Wahoo.
People down there.
Wahoo.
Yep. McDaniel. Anyway. There we go. And, oops. Oh, sorry, Corey. I meant to.
There's Doggy.
Yep.
Okay.
A chute of rapids is about 100 feet on the right. The rapids go into a placid stream before you, which meanders out of sight to the left, stretching 35 feet on both sides of you as a dry shelf, which is what you're standing on. So
yeah.
Off to the left of the stream is where apparently it goes from rapids to a more calm stream.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the
left
rapids...
and right from the point of view of the characters.
Correct.
Pool, southwest is the rapids.
Yes, correct. The rapids are over here. That's where
okay,
they come
yeah,
out
that's
into
what
the
I thought
stream.
That was. Let me
and
make sure.
The stream continues to the character's left and continues that way.
And I'm going to guess nobody's left a boat conveniently.
It doesn't look very deep, although your dwarf friend might have a problem.
What about the dogs?
They're just going to have to paddle.
I wouldn't have a problem. Wood floats.
I could say what else floats, but I'm not going to say that.
I'm not
witches!
Gonna go there.
Witches
a
float.
Duck!
Okay. A duck. Howard the Duck. Anyway.
A rock. More rocks.
Okay.
All right.
Stop
throwing
out Guardians of the Galaxy quotes. I can't stand it. I haven't been able to see it.
I have to see that movie.
I do too.
Well, shall we go southeast, gentlemen?
Okay. Yeah. The actual stream is probably sometime. Yeah. It's only a couple of feet deep. But it looks like there every once in a while there are spots where it might be a little deeper.
I'd pee in there, but I don't want to cross the streams.
Oh, God.
But,
okay. How clear is the water?
Quite clear. You can see the bottom. It's a sandy bottom. Basically sand and fine gravel.
So sand and gravel bottom with some deeper pools.
Every once in a while, within. Yeah.
Okay.
Deeper areas. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And... let's see.
If I were an untrusting sort, I would say large crayfish or lobsters in the pits.
Yummy. I'm hungry already.
Hey, crayfish, large crayfish
already.
And lobsters, yeah, dinner for everybody.
I brought the butter and the lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems the stream is flowing. Yeah, it's flowing to the southeast. I need. There
okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hmm.
Because the fun part is that we may have to.
Oh, I have
water. While I move to the next map.
If it gets deep, I do have water walk, but I think that only affects one person.
That's correct. Okay. I see. Okay. Good.
I'm going to creep down to this end of the catwalk.
Okay,
and see how far up the chasm I can see.
Where are you going? Show me, please. Oh, you're there? Okay.
Not on the water's edge. I'm sticking close to the wall.
You're sticking close to the wall, and you're seeing how far it goes? That
I want to see how far up the rapids I can see.
Maybe about 40 or 50 feet. You know, it seems to be coming, the rapids are coming down at an angle, not unlike the slope you guys, you know, came when you, you know, landed down here.
Okay.
So, it might not be easy to ascend to, not to mention, not exactly sure where it might be going to. And the rapids look very strong the further up you go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A wet, slippery climb at the best of days.
Yeah, Xavier would have the best chance of doing it, and it would be a real challenge for him. Because
we all strap ourselves to him. So we all strap ourselves to him, and he does it.
Yeah, he's not that strong. Okay.
He doesn't have the power of the script buckler making it look cool when he does it, though.
So. No, unfortunately not.
All right, then. All right. Shall we descend south? Okay. Southeast, then.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, so you're going around there. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to cut all this out because now I have to move to the other map.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, as you're going along, you're finding, like, every several hundred feet along, you're finding other shelves along, you know, along the stream. And they're basically...
Tier steps.
They're long enough. I mean, not long enough. They're big enough to accommodate everyone. They might actually be good places to rest, perhaps.
Hey, folks, this is DM Brian, and you are still listening to episode 14 of Hammers and Duchy. What happened was that I didn't have the maps prepared for the continuation of the adventure, and it took me the better part of an hour to fix it all and to get everything set for the play, but by the time I was ready, we just decided to adjourn there, and we just... parted, and we resumed again. So this is part two of session 14. Enjoy.
Okay, so you guys had followed the stream around, and there were various ledges about, you know, say every 200, 300 feet. You went probably about 800, 900 along the stream. It never got more than... knee deep for you guys and no more than stomach deep for the dwarf.
And we rested and we're...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all up.
We're itty bitty.
Mm-hmm. Sweetheart.
Liam.
Yeah, Uncle Brian is recording. Okay, so after a while, you know, after about 900 feet and spending the night on a fairly secure ledge where, you know, no one could probably get to you without making themselves very known, you continued along the stream and you ended up at the landing where you guys are right now. I will read the description real quick.
Okay.
And it is... Yes. And yes, I do read box text, people. Deal with it. Okay. Yeah. Illuminated by the greenish phosphorescent glow, a flat shore is visible about 100 feet ahead to the left. Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Yes.
Can you use the mic button at the top of your screen?
Liam, go.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, once he gets rolling like that,
live,
it's really
folks.
Hard to stop.
It's not recorded.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm editing that out. Okay. Illuminated by the greenish phosphorescent glow, a flat shore is visible about 100 feet ahead on the left. Did I put something there? Oh, yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Okay. Everybody kind of move your characters like along the shoreline, please, if you would, because I forgot something.
I am.
Oh no, we're in a fight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're about to be in one anyway. Because
okay, I can no longer click on my character.
You should be able to.
Nope.
Are you moving the map when you try to grab them?
Oh yeah. Yeah, go to select. Yeah,
select
go to top,
top arrow.
Okay.
Button. Select that black
okay.
arrow.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go. All right. And I will put the one here.
Oh, great. Wet dog smell right next to me.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Wet
oh,
dog.
Well.
You know what they're saying? Wet dwarf smell right
yeah,
next
exactly.
to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dwarves don't bathe. Don't you know that? Anyway. All right. Let me just do some quick stats here.
It's the musk, you know.
It's the musk. It's the ood deed wit dwarf. Yes. And number three. Oops, no, not two, three. There we go. Cancel. Three. There we go. Armor class is that. Oops, no, not that.
Glenn's dwarf's just happy that we got to walk through the water because now he can skip this month's baiting.
Yeah, for sure.
He needs a tub for that.
Flat. And how many?
Well, you could think of the river as a really big tub with running water.
Yeah, it's stone, too, because it's stone, too, because you can't get the wood, you know. Anyway.
23. And 22.
That's for all our British listeners out there.
Yeah. All one of them. Yeah, we're talking about you, Brady.
Hey, there were two at the convention.
I'm surprised. Well, actually, didn't they make the journey just for that con?
That's right. Two Irishmen. It sounds like the beginning of a journey. Two Irishmen walk into a con.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. On the shore, you see right ahead of you three bugbears, but they look in not so good shape.
The other direction is what
they look. They don't have the upkept armor that you've been dealing with above ground.
So they look Merle.
Yeah, they look like more. Yeah. They look like, you know, bugbears have fallen on hard times. It looks like.
No, they or look at least like Merle
from a river.
Merle,
look, it's
from
the
Walking
Park
Dead.
Bugbears.
What?
They look like Merle Haggard.
Oh, Merle. Oh.
Well, I Ouch. Thought they were like staggering along, half zombified, with a knife for a hand. That kind of Merle.
Oh yeah, that kind of Merle. Exactly. Okay. And they see you guys come ashore, and they immediately move to attack you.
Oh, so, I wave.
Better wave that halberd at them or something. Okay, so.
You don't want to know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not my halberd. Anyway, roll for initiative, please, people.
They look at it, get scared, and run away.
Run away! Away! Okay. So, you know. So
D10
plus
D10,
your
D10.
Speed factor. Which is 5, I think.
Okay.
All right. Oops. Where's my dice roller? There.
Do you believe this, folks? 5.
5.
Okay. And there I go.
Okay. I haven't seen the dice rolls yet. What is going on here? Oh, there they go.
I'm 13.
All right. Fawn's at 14.
Right. Hold on. I gotta do dice.
Roll 1d20 plus. 4 or 5. Yeah, you have a regular longsword. That's right.
D20?
Hold on.
Are we already on attack rolls?
No.
Oh, we're on initiative.
Initiatives, yes.
We said 1d20.
I'm sorry, I meant 1d10.
Like,
yeah. Sorry.
Well, some are playing 3.5, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you got an 11, Corey. Nice.
Perfect segue.
Oops.
Not I.
Okay. Glenn goes at 13. Okay. Whoops.
10.
10. Okay. Oh, come on. What is this? Thank
Honey,
you.
You got your V in my back. Please don't do that. I have to actually go to a separate screen to roll.
Should. No, you don't have to.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Because I put the roll 20 on a separate screen.
Okay. Yeah, so I have the map on one screen, and then I have to go back and roll on the other one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, bugbears go at, so what's that, large, so that's plus 6. Okay. Go with 16.
Excuse me.
And Glenn goes.
Who's 16?
Yeah, they go, the bugbears. Because they're large.
And they are losers then.
Talarn and Xavier. Okay. Talarn goes at 5. And Xavier goes at 3. Okay.
Oh, it needs a pencil.
3.
It needs a pencil.
There's a joke there somewhere, but I won't do it.
It needs a pencil to break the lotion on the grocery list.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, I'm not even looking at cameras. Okay. All right, let me just sort that.
Somebody mentioned the whispering.
What's that?
The whispering eye? Hey.
Now you miss a whispering eye.
Okay, let's see. Xavier.
This is why we're PG on Talk Show, folks.
Yep.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
We don't even cuss.
Yeah, we do.
Not in this century.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Xavier moves to about there and guards. Okay, that's his action. Talarn is at 5.
We can't both do the hot gates defense. Either they got to come to us or we got to go to them. Well, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not exactly front rank material. He fights intelligently, shall I say. Let's see. Spells. Okay.
100.
Okay. Magic missile. Yeah. So he starts casting at 5, goes off at 6, and he's going to target that guy. All right, and that's 2d4 plus 2. 2d4 plus 2, and roll. 6 points of damage to this guy.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's Talarn at 6. Go ahead, Allie, you're at 10.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Oh, okay, you're going to engage them? Okay.
Yes.
What about the doggies? Okay. So you're going to have them come with you. Okay.
Yeah, they're not actually in front of me. They're on your flank. Yeah, they're flanking me.
Okay, no problem. So you're going there and you're going to guard?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no problem. 11, your turn, Corey.
I'm going to wassa. And I'm going to go. Well, the dogs are in the way and she's
no,
in the way.
No, you can move through a friendly square. Yeah, you move through right a friendly there. Square.
Yeah, I am going to go right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Doggy doesn't take up the whole square.
No.
And hold action.
Okay.
You know, if these were gnolls, you'd just have the dogs pee and they could mark our territory.
They could.
Go ahead, Glenn.
And the gnolls wouldn't go. All right.
Where are you going? Where are you going, there. Sir? Okay.
Actually, more like to there.
Okay, you're going to engage.
I'm lining up for this guy. D20 plus 4.
Yeah. Just straight roll gun. I have your backhoe and stuff figured. We do this every session. Okay. Go ahead. Make your attack
roll. I'm a rolling.
Roll it up.
And I'm a missing. 11.
Hold on. Let me take a look at this because I want to check it. Character sheet. There we go. Combat. No, further down. Battle axe plus 2. No, you hit with an 11, Glenn. Your Thaco was 13.
Yeah, I know it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's armor class 2. You hit him.
8 plus 5. D8 plus 5.
Correct.
I got that one right. Mm-hmm. How about 10?
10 points.
He's 10 still alive. Points.
You whacked him pretty good, but he's still
alive. Did I knock him on his butt?
If I was playing knockdown dice, I would. Okay, 16 is their turn.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, Fulon. I'm sorry. You're at 14. I'm sorry. You're right. Oh, okay.
I've bound forward and speak to them in Hobgoblin. You will not believe the day I have had. And promptly attack them.
Okay. I'm going to assume you're using your saber.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
These are Rock'em Sock'em Bugbears, right?
Rock'em Sock'em Bugbears.
I believe that's a hit.
Yeah, 16 is a definite hit. Roll damage.
And his head goes...
And that's large, by the way.
Yes. Okay, so a d8 plus d4.
Yes. D8 plus 4. 10 points, got it.
He can take that.
Oh yeah, he takes it. You hit him pretty good, though. Okay, now 16 is their turn. All right, let's see. He'll engage the dwarf. Yeah, he'll engage Lou right there.
And I get a shot because I'm guarding, right?
Yes, you do. So, yeah, go ahead, roll your attack because he pulled within melee range of you.
See, I wish this was 3.5. I'd have totally taken a shot at him for that move. Backhand,
yeah. Actually, yeah, if we were playing 3.5. 11. Your Thaco with the longsword is, what, 15, I think? I think? Oh, for God's sake. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Lou of Rose Glen. Give me the character sheet. Thank you. See, this is a lot more convenient than having to switch between programs, that's for sure. Thaco is 16, armor class 5. Yeah, that's a hit. D12 plus 2, please.
How do you know that I say 5? It's tattooed on the back of the neck.
Wow. Oops. Okay, that's 14, actually. It's 14. I don't... You hit equals 2 instead of plus 2. That's okay, I got it. That's 14 points. That's a good shot. Okay. This one attacks the dwarf. And... 20. And your armor class is, what, 1, I think, Glenn?
I see 1.
Okay. Misses with a 7. Attacks Lou, who has an armor class of negative 1. Okay.
I take it he didn't hit.
No, he missed you, yeah. What is that? 17? Yeah, that's a miss. Wow, he needed an 18. He rolled a 17. And the other one attacks the cilantro, and your armor class is, what, 6, I think?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's a miss. Okay. Okay, that's everybody. All right. Next rounds, please. Initiatives, if you would. Wow, jeez, full on.
I am taking my time and striking precisely when the strike is most needed.
This goes at 11. Katsu, okay, you're using your martial arts, Corey?
Affirmative, Captain.
Okay, gotcha. So you go at 6, okay.
He's heard all these wonderful stories about how you can kick people's heads off, but he has yet to see it in actual gameplay.
He has yet to actually do it. Allie? Allie? Where'd she go?
5.
Oh, 5? Oh, 7. Oh, 7.
7, sorry.
Okay, got it. 7. Okay. All right, and let me do quick initiatives for the NPCs. Talarn goes at 7. Xavier goes at 8. Okay.
Some pretty decent initiative rolls this time.
Yeah, you guys are probably going to end up going first before these guys, unless I roll really, really good. Okay, and the bugbears go at... Well, I rolled decently. They go at 10. Okay. And then we fix that in ascending order. There we go. Talarn's at 5. He holds.
I don't see turn order here.
The bottom left side of the screen, or at least a
all I see is a bugbear there.
That's all I have is the bugbear.
Huh,
too.
That's interesting. Okay.
And that's not that worrisome, though.
Interesting, okay. But not worth fixing right now.
All
right,
yeah. Go ahead, Corey. You're at 6.
What's up? He's getting the iron palm of the
Vecna? Vecna?
The stroke.
The stroke?
Affirmative, correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Go for it.
I am moving here. Okay. And the iron palm or the
iron fist. Vecna.
I gotta find out what my bonus is. Hold on.
The hairy
palm. Gotcha,
plus three to hit. Plus 3. I got it.
You got it?
Yep, okay. Plus 3 to hit.
All right, roll it.
There's that.
So, yeah, your Thaco is 15.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I have D10. Darn. Sorry. So that's terrible. Terrible. That's terrible.
Terrible. All right. That's a miss.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay. That's it. 6. Okay, Allie, your turn. You're at 7.
13.
That's armor class 2. That's a hit. See, if they had the formulas right, they would tell you what armor class you hit. But I don't understand what the formula is that they came up with.
9
points. And I don't think anybody else hit that guy. So
I haven't swung at him yet.
Yeah, so that's a solo for Allie, actually. Delete. Because he's out. Okay. He's down. That was at 7. Xavier's at 8. And he's going to move here and attack that guy. And... because, okay. Hits with a 15. What is his damage real quick? Xavier, it's 1d6 plus something. Come on.
18.
Yeah, like you guys will let me get away with that. Talk about a Mary Sue. My God. Jeez. 1d6 plus 3. Okay. That's what I need to know.
Man's got a ring of fireballs, a ring of invisibility, and a wand of fireballs. I just gotta say.
8 points of damage to that guy. And is that enough? Yeah, that's enough to kill him, so that's a group. So he's out.
Oops. I don't know if I'm going to like working from home.
Why?
I don't know. Too
much temptation to be lazy. Whoops. Oh, crap. I just deleted the wrong one. Sorry, Glenn. I'll fix it. Shoot.
Glenn,
I'm so sorry.
In case you didn't hear, and full on, I don't think heard, as of the 14th of this month, I'll be working from home.
Congratulations. Okay.
So, yeah, but to me, I'm kind of scared because to me it feels like it's one step closer out the door. You know what I mean?
Well, yep. If you do, well, see, I think, yeah, they may be just doing this just to kind of cut down on costs and whatnot. Okay,
yep.
There we go. All right, and that's
you keep DMing. We'll chat. You keep DMing.
Okay.
We'll make more.
All right, and the last remaining bugbear makes his morale check, and he attacks full on. Misses with a 7. Okay, that was at 10. Your turn, Glenn.
Zip.
Zippity-doo-da. Okay.
We don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody there got time for that.
There we go. Nope, not this time.
Okay.
That's I got to get another hit at the bottom.
Yeah, you do. go ahead, Fulon. You're up. 17, that'll hit. Roll your damage. Deep. And that's enough to take him out. You get a solo.
He's fallen into water.
You're having the same kind of day I've had.
Well, he's having a worse day because he's now dead. Okay.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
Okay. Yes, but he hasn't.
Or is that a better day because nothing else bad can happen to you? You know, I mean, yeah.
Oh, it's just the life of an adventure.
Six of one, half dozen of another.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
You rifle through them. Well, rifle through their clothing. Real
quick,
and you find 30 gold pieces. I'll write all this down later. So,
perfect.
Wow. Okay.
So, 30 gold on 3 dirty bugbears.
Yep. Yep. How about that, huh? Isn't that something? Okay. So, let me move the pan to view. There we go. So I know where we go. So you have basically two passages out of the landing where you guys were.
Let us see more of what we can see for as far as we can see from where we are looking.
It looks like we have 2 to the right and 1 to the south.
No, just 1 to the
south. Due to the fog of war.
Yeah, I know. I'll fix that. Hold on.
Yes.
Reveal areas. There we go. That's just a little, like a little alcove kind of thing.
Okay, because otherwise it looked like
it's an alley cove.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm for south, but that's me. You guys can pick whatever.
Well, we're full on his own. Can he look up that hall with his awesome half orc eyes and tell me what he sees up that hallway?
I would hope so.
Get on through. What do your half orc eyes see? Yes. let's see. Let's reveal that. It goes about to. How about that? And like that. There you go.
All right. I have no decision in this process.
Well, you guys were letting Allie be caller before. Why change it now?
Yeah, I'm neutral, so either way.
Yeah, I've been here for a while. Of course you hadn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're neutral too.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
There.
I sit on the fence. I own the fence that we all sit on.
Can he look down the other side?
I just revealed it. You go down a little ways, and there's a passage off to the left.
That looks like it could circle around. Let's go to the right.
Okay, you want to go down this way? Oh, you want to go this way? Oh, you want to go down that way.
Where the blue is, up. Because it looks like it might circle around.
Okay.
So, but we're not. We won't know unless we go up that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This way.
All right. So you're going to go this way?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. All right.
And the half-orc.
I'll go lash my way with my soggy boots.
Barrels right through us.
Out of my way! Anyway.
I was already over there.
Oh, the wonders of modern technology. I love it. Okay. Like that. That. And the mage. And there you go. Corey, I'm going to just move you anyway.
I'm sorry.
That's
all right.
Okay. You head down that way a little ways, and this is what you see.
Some black.
There. Like that.
Oh, all of a sudden.
And it basically continues straight ahead, and there's another patch as it branches off to the right.
I bet if we went south, it spells MCA. That's a Y.
Wow, I didn't know Frank Mincer brokered private sales of rare role-playing stuff.
He's been doing that for years.
$500 autographed, sealed red box.
Yeah, and he gets 10%.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I did know he was actually in business with it.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a long time.
I thought it was just a hobby.
All right. She has spoken, or he has spoken.
Yes, females playing male characters. It is a little bit confusing. Okay, Katsu and Talar. Okay, just hold on a second. I'm just writing down, just putting the stuff together. Okay, 30 gold, that's what you guys got. And let's see. Lou got a solo for a bugbear, and then there was one group. And who got the other one? You got the other one, right, Fulon?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Witty banter and all.
Yeah.
Witty banter.
Now you're having a worse day than me. Yeah. Okay, group kills. Okay. Just give me one more second. Okay. All right, so you guys decide to go to the left. To the right, excuse me. Okay.
South.
Yes.
Ish.
Yeah. Who has direction sense in this party? What? I'd like to know that. Okay.
Generally, we are giving... Allie? Generally, yes. We are giving directions...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not from the point of view of us looking at the map. We give directions from the point of view of characters on the screen.
That's correct. Why I said south.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hold on, we lost your picture.
Yes, I turned the picture off. I'm eating.
Well, no, you actually appear in the picture on.
Munchity, munch, munch, munch. Okay. And that's room number 92. Okay.
Oh, I won't share, huh? Okay.
Okay, this network of rooms and tunnels has a floor littered with broken rock and dust. No tracks are visible. So there's a passage that continues on through this apparently empty chamber.
I'm going to head to the big giant 9 and the 2.
Okay. And say a prayer for Reggie White. Oh, you didn't get that joke, Al. You don't watch football. Or, no, I take that back. You watch football for completely different reasons.
This is true. I watch it for the huddles. What can I say?
Yeah. Okay.
He likes looking at men's asses.
That's exactly it.
And I'm telling you, those white, practically see-through pants, especially on a black man.
Uh-huh.
They don't hide a lot.
Yeah, you think? Okay. Now then. Do you continue through the chamber here?
I would like to inspect the chamber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will make a roll here.
I'd like to carefully skirt the wall and look down the other alleyway here.
Okay, yeah. So you want to go down this way. You want to look down this way? Okay, I can reveal.
Slid along the wall and look down.
Okay.
Yeah, check it
That's
out.
That's what you see.
And what do we see down the other way if we look down there?
What other way?
This other way, over...
That way.
What, where? Where?
Oh, here. Here.
Oh, I'm
here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You look down there.
There, that's what you see.
Oh, okay, so it just goes on through.
Right.
Didn't.
I see 60 feet.
Oh, excuse me. There. Happy what, now?
He's bragging?
No, he just all did right. A line of sight thing because his infravision goes to 60 feet.
Okay, continue on down.
Okay. All right, let me reveal this then. That goes there. Like that. Okay. And you see a passage bearing off to your left, like that. And this is another apparently empty chamber.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently, because I think you guys might have a bit of a rude awakening coming.
I come over here.
The invisible skeletons start stabbing us.
And I peek around the corner.
Oh, okay. Okay, this should be
I
fun.
Peek. I'm hugging the wall. I peek around the corner.
Where are you? Oh, yes. What are you doing, Orson?
I don't know, but tell Lauren.
Calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Do the dogs react at all to anything that's going on? I mean,
they look a little bit miserable.
To go
they're sniffing around.
No, I've been giving them Prozac all this time, and I'm like,
been sneaking Prozac in their kibble. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just put the mage and the thief down here. Okay. All right.
You know, dogs are a good early warning system.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But even they.
But no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're not. They're very much more accurate than humans, but they're not infallible.
They're not going to smell the gelatinous cube coming and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
More importantly,
actually, the carrion crawler, so how about that? Anyway.
If they're walking back and forth and all the creatures have been traipsing through here, they're just going to be on edge the whole entire time because the scent's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh, where's that art folder? There it is. I don't have a proper thing. A proper token.
So what do I see around the corner?
Rocks.
Oh, that works. Okay. There we go.
I see that, and I see that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what and what?
Hold on. I'm looking around this corner here.
Leave us alone, Louise. Anyway, sorry. Okay. And while you guys are poking around and investigating, you see this thing come running up. Actually, I think it's large-sized. I have to...
What thing?
It's a chul.
Actually, I need to.
Many
shoves
and zoos, but they're in that day, I tell you.
Oh, yes, why do you?
Turn. Okay.
During the second coming of the Voldrana, they came in slow moving Torg. Many shoves and zoos.
That's too big. Sorry.
That's big enough.
Now it has to go that big. Okay. I'm good with that. Okay.
They're stuck in the cave. This thing
comes flying up. It's a long, insectoid-like creature with many tentacles on the front of it.
Droid Dickars.
Dan, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. All right. Roll for surprise, please. Just a D10 plus your dex modifier, whatever it may be.
I'm a ninja. I don't have to.
And who are you talking about, everybody?
Everybody.
D10 plus my dex mod.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Glasses again. Yeah.
I think your dex is 17.
You mean the reaction adjustment?
Yeah, reaction adjustment. Thank you.
There you go. D10 plus reaction.
What is my reaction
there
adjustment?
There you go, stud.
Hold on.
There you go, stud. Let me see.
You said D10?
Yeah, D10 plus your reaction. Yeah. What's your dex, Allie?
Looking it up right now.
I think it's only 15. I don't think you get one.
Wow, what was that?
Someone blew their nose.
I don't see my...
That works. Okay.
Huh. I do not see...
Hold on. Let me pull up your sheet. I should just keep the sheets open just in case, but... Journal. Journal. Characters. Oh. There we go. Lou of Rose Glen. And character sheet. And it says your dex is what? 16. You get a plus one.
You like long walks in the rain and
pina coladas.
Four.
And, okay. And you're not.
Turn off smelly bugbears.
Katsuo isn't. Glenn is not. Fallon, what about you?
Dose.
Okay. I think you only got a 13 deck, so yeah. Okay, you are.
Yeah, I don't have any bonuses.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Who's surprised here?
So far, Fallon is. Talarn is not. The doggies are, and so is Xavier. How about that?
Jeez. The dogs are surprised.
Yeah,
wow.
They are. Apparently, it was messing around with their scent. Then all of a sudden, it flew in.
They were all looking at the glowing 93 on the floor over there, and blindsided by the thing crawling along the ceiling at a sprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the one person in the party who is cautiously approaching Thing, checking sight lines and pieing the corners, is dumbfounded to see a Thing rushing at him.
It's like, whoa! What the hell is that? Exactly. Yeah, you just
I'm in your way. That over. Was the Thing.
Yeah. Game over, man. Game over. Exactly. Okay. Oh, crap. Oh, hold on a second. I need my monstrous manual. Give me a moment.
I'll just give you my 2E stats for Xenomorphs. We're covered.
Excuse me, sir. Oh, yeah. A what?
Go. Sorry. The
Nothing.
Dog is
no,
dog's
I was
wanting
to
go out
finish
and...
Aliens.
Yeah.
He said Xenomorphs. I said, oh, excuse me, sir. A what? Xenomorphs, son. It means it's a bug hunt.
It's a bug hunt. Yeah. Kitopolis Boss Cats.
Hell of a Labor Day, isn't it, folks?
Isn't it, though? There we go. That's what I needed.
Hey!
Oh, okay.
I have something to share when we're not on
recording. Oh, this is not
recording.
Cool. Okay.
Say Wahoo.
All right, let me roll to see which one it attacks because it is mindless and it needs to be random. And it goes after the dog.
Closest piece of meat. Looks the most defenseless.
Look out!
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. This might be bad. Okay, let's roll that many attacks.
Let's go, Scoob.
Oh, let's see. Hit.
Oh my god, my dog ish.
Another hit. Yeah, that's 8 hits. Wow.
Oh my dog ish.
Okay. And 1-2 each.
My dog has rigor.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh!
Sorry.
What was that?
Sorry.
That was okay. A dog being eaten.
Okay, takes 8 points of damage from all of that. And he's not looking good. Now he's got to make paralysis saves. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, that's 8 saves, by the way. Oh, and I'm not cruel enough to make it cumulative, but yeah. Oops. Roll it. Da, da, da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
For those that are Seiko's Hammer fans, this is a debatable question. When attacked with a carrion crawler, do you have cumulative save penalties and just make one roll, or do you have somebody roll all 12 rolls?
Oh,
debate, discuss, bring it up on the next Echo's Hammer. All in your
solution. Cross promotion, yeah. But
Echo's Hammer at gmail.com, or okay. We have a number.
Corey?
The number for Thacko's Hammer is 405-806-0555.
I didn't think he could do it.
I would have remembered if he didn't.
Okay,
and the dog is paralyzed. He made how many saves before he finally bricked? He made 5 saves before he actually bricked it. Yeah, so let's see. Actually, I take that back. He made 6, but he wound up 2 short. So... Yeah, so
well, I can't.
Wolfgang is paralyzed from that attack.
I've been accused of that too.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone, roll initiatives, please.
9.
Okay. I'm looking for something, so hold on 1 second.
Okay, what are you looking for?
Spells.
I would suggest dealing with the threat first before casting spells.
Well, I'm looking for a spell to deal with the threat.
Yeah, this is the threat that we don't want to touch. So, yeah.
That's why I'm looking for a spell to deal with a threat so we don't have to touch it.
Well, the only one who has to worry about that is the martial artist. Let's see, 13.
Why don't we want to touch it?
It's icky and creepy, and it crawls on the ceiling. And I don't want it to be able to touch us.
And when did he get an attack of the ix? 14.
All right. Well, if that's case,
I'm too beautiful to be crawled on by bugs. I'm sorry.
I'm changing my weapon then. If he says it paralyzes and it's icky, then I'm gonna switch then.
Okay, I'll use something like remove paralysis or protection from paralysis. 14.
14.
Small, medium, or large?
Large.
Damn.
Add 1 to my number.
What are you doing?
Scimitar. That magic scimitar.
Oh, the one you're not 100% how to use yet. Okay.
Hey, I got to learn sometime, and this is how you learn,
yep.
Right?
In combat. Yes, indeed. So you go at 8? Okay. Done.
All right. I'm just going to swing in.
I thought you're a monk. You're good at winning ego battles. Wait, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. Okay, Allie, what's your initiative roll while I...
Hold on.
Okay, I need... Talarn goes at 2. Xavier goes at 6, or excuse me, 8. Xavier goes at 8, okay. And...
10.
10, okay. No problem. And our friend the Carrion Crawler goes at 11.
Yes.
And fix that. Ascending order.
And I'm batting cleanup at 14. And again, nobody else is showing up in the turn order list except your bug.
Huh. That's kind of weird. I'll see what I can do to fix that.
I'm batting cleanup. What are you talking about?
Well, in this game, actually, Corey's batting cleanup.
How am I batting cleanup with 8?
You're fourth in the order.
Which dog is paralyzed?
Wolfgang, the black one. Actually, I don't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's paralyzed. Okay. Talarn's at 2.
I'd pull up my claymore if it didn't have a worse stack.
You want to keep him at a distance, do you?
Yeah. No, I want him down fast is what I want.
Yeah, wise move. Okay. It's Lawrence at 2. Oh, let's see. What is he going to do? What does he have?
Can somebody pull my dog out of the way?
It's in the clutches of the critter in its tentacles. Oh, there's no pulling it out at the moment.
Well,
it's
we can pull parts of it out.
Good. It'll be occupied. We can cut its head off.
He pulls out his wand. Not the one he was born with, but yeah.
I
knew someone was. That's why.
I know. We're in a small, confined space, and I know when I see that man with a stick, usually big flames appear. I'm worried.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for. Not dirty mom.
That's a 2. Go ahead, Corey.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You're at 8.
Okay. I am... I guess... I'm going to sidestep
you can move right there. Yeah, no problem.
I was going to go here, but I don't want to get in front of the dwarf.
Yeah, you're...
He's got a big, beefy... I'll use a scimitar, so I get a d20 plus 1.
Well, actually, your Thaco with that, I think. I can't remember what it is. I got to look it up.
You rolled a plus 1 because it was up, but then it went down because I'm not proficient with the weapon.
Correct. It's a minus. You have a minus 3 because you're not.
Minus 3?
Yeah, minus 3. Let's see.
What?
Whoa.
You did say the critter was on the ceiling? Or wall? Or is it ground? Is it?
Not quite used to using swords, no. Okay, that's a miss.
This thing is poop.
Let's see. Well, actually, I wanted to go and look at your Thaco with it because I'd already figured it. But since you rolled a 2, it doesn't really matter much. Okay. So that was at 8. Xavier's at 8. Shoot. Yeah, he can move. And no, he can't. All right. He's going to start flanking, so I'm going to move him about there. He goes that way. Okay. At 10 is your turn, Allie.
Can I cut off a tentacle? One that's around.
That's a called shot.
Attacking a tentacle.
Called shot.
Yeah.
That's a called shot. Let's see. 3.
Minus 4.
Yeah, minus 4. You need to hit armor class AC negative 1 to do it.
I believe those are weaker armor classes.
No, actually they're not. They're part of its head. Armor class 3. The body's the weak part.
I thought it was the other way around. All right, no, never mind.
Yeah, trust me.
I would lose I would lose D&D trivia today.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's armor class 3 to hit it, to hit its head, unless you decide to try to aim for the body. If you go for the body, it's armor class 7.
Body blow, body blow.
Uppercut.
Right. All right, I'll go for the body.
Okay, then make your attack roll against armor class 7, please.
I really want to cut my doggy free, but I want that thing dead.
It's got 8 tentacles on it. You're not going to have time to get all 8 free. Just kill it. It's faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill it dead.
7.
7. Oh, journal and removals grant. I think your Thaco is 15. If your Thaco's 15, you missed. Scroll down. There you go. Thaco's 16. You missed it.
Damn.
Okay. That was at 10, 11. It's turn.
Chew on dog.
Actually,
chew on dog. Some
basically,
more.
It's now backing away with its with what it has. It's trying to drag the dog away with it.
No.
But it's not moving very quickly because it's not it's weighed down by the dog. It's not moving that quickly.
I'm switching to my bow.
Okay. And he's about there, actually, and dragging the dog away. 13, your turn, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, dragging him away. Yeah, trying I got to. A good shot at that.
Okay. I take it you're going right here. I assume.
No.
No.
I'm going to take a chance and fire my heavy crossbow at him.
That's going to take you a full round to load it. It's a heavy crossbow.
You're right. Then I guess it's the hand crossbow.
Okay.
I guess it's hand crossbow team. Okay. And I will move here.
Okay.
And let loose. I believe that's a straight D20 also.
Yeah, let me look it up. I have to make sure before I do anything. Crack a smelt. Your character sheet says, if I can get down to where it is, hand crossbow, Thaco 15.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to roll a 12 or better.
Nope.
Okay, that's bounces off its head. Okay. All right, that's you. Okay.
Katsuhito, it says you are good at dodging arrows, yes?
14, your turn.
With 13, go full
okay,
on.
You're shooting. Okay, go ahead. Roll it. I'm pretty sure that's
a hit.
Yeah, I believe so. Let me...
That's a body hit, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah, winged it.
Get out of these caves, I am buying my doggy's armor.
if they live that long. Let's see. Okay, 2 points, got it. Okay, you have
end
an end of round. Yeah, you have an end of round. Yeah, that's another hit. Roll damage.
That's more like it.
Yay.
11. Okay.
Yay.
All right, initiatives please.
Is it a 7 or an 8 with my longbow?
Seven for longbows.
I think so.
20. 15.
15.
Yeah.
Got it. 15.
Nine.
Okay. Corey?
Core.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, initiatives, please. Talarn goes at 8.
Have I seen that we've done any damage to this thing?
Yeah, you see a couple of arrows sticking out of it, and yeah, you see that's all you see basically.
It's a crossbow bolt
shot
around
it twice.
Here.
Yeah.
You know what? Screw this. I'm dropping the scimitar.
Okay, and
getting out the halberd.
Okay. All right, initiative. All right, roll it.
Hold on. I gotta click this thing to go all the way up to freaking 9.
Okay. 10. That's a good initiative for that. Okay.
Good 11.
All right, and let's see. Xavier goes at 7, which is good. Xavier goes at 7. Talarn already rolled. Talarn, I think he goes at 8. Okay. And our friend the carrion crawler goes at 8. Okay. Wow. That's a good initiative number for him. Okay. Ascending. All right. Let's see. Xavier at 7. And he goes that way. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Okay. Yeah, he's there, but he can't attack because he moved more than half of his move rate. And let me reveal the area real quick. Like that. And like that. And like this. Okay. Okay. That was him. That's his action at 7. Talarn is at 8.
Yeah, next round he could lightning bolt his ass.
That would be a very bad idea.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I know what he's going to use.
It'd be an awesome idea if you could get a lightning bolt and get next to him and just fire it this way.
Fire. Oh. Yeah, the problem is... that would be bad.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you.
Which way?
Basically stand next to it and go left and right, then it would go back and forth.
Yeah. You just gotta duck out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. That would be suicide. Okay. Hold on. Hold that thought, because the DM needs to look up a spell because he doesn't have it on him.
Talarn needs to learn Dimension Door just for full on.
Oh, God, can you imagine that? Let's see.
Yeah. Let's Dimension Door the crazy-ass half-orc somewhere and just chomp on him.
Let's see.
And be good for his brother for the backstab.
And Wizard Spell Compendium Volume 1. Corey's favorite spell is coming into play.
That'd be like Chromatic having...
Orb? Yes.
Nice!
Yeah, because he had it memorized. He's casting... Nice. Talarn's casting Chromatic Orb, yes.
Which is in the same book as Glenn's favorite spell from our very first episode.
Blast Bones.
Yep.
Yep. I want to see what color comes out as.
I'm sure you do.
Not orange.
Which chart are you using? The one from Encyclopedia Magica?
Yes, because that's the most recent one. Yeah, because we all screwed that up. I remember.
We all agreed it's the right one.
Okay.
Well, that was the most irritating
show. The one that got hit or Wolfgang?
Huh?
Wolfgang is the one being drug off.
Yeah, he's...
And he's got 8 points of damage?
And 8 points of damage, yes.
Okay. And let's see... Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, done. And he starts casting, and it comes off, and you see a red orb form between his hands, and he fires it at him. And it does require an attack roll, by the way, but he has a +3 bonus.
What are you hitting him with?
Huh? The red orb.
I forget what the red sphere is.
Heat.
Oh, okay. Little contained fireball action there.
And he hits with a 19. modified nightgown.
Yeah.
Just don't cook my doggy. Cook the thing. Just don't cook my doggy. Yep.
Instant hair dryer.
Yep, exactly. So it's one. So it's 2 points of damage, and it has to make a save. Save. Da, 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 da. Save versus.
What do they save as?
3-hit die creatures, and they save. Oh. And okay.
Oh. In 2E, they don't do the save as fighter level 5.
Yeah, actually, like they do. Well, that's the way I've been doing it for the longest time. Remember, that was a trivia question?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. And I got it wrong, but yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I got it wrong, too. I answered Bard.
Okay, and it's minus 1 to hit an AC for 1 round.
That's an inside joke, folks. You want to know where that's about, you got to go back and listen to our trivia shows.
Yeah, when hey, whoa, whoa, was whoa, I think whoa, that was wait, episode 2. What?
Did the creature make a save?
No, it didn't. It bricked with a 3.
And so it doesn't take any damage?
No, it takes the damage, but then there's a secondary effect it has to save against.
And how much did he take?
2 points. It wasn't a lot. Yeah, it wasn't a lot. That's the thing about Chromatic Orb. It's a great...
They're annoying. They're not deadly.
Yeah, exactly. Not until you get to, like, 12th level, then you get the Death Spear. Let's see. Whoops. Come on. What is this? Select. There we go. And he's dropped down to 9 hit points. And now he... Actually, his armor class goes up to 4/8 for 1 round.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as impressive as dragging somebody bodily through a chromatic sphere.
Yeah. Yeah, just pushing someone into a chromatic sphere. Okay, that was Talarnit at 9.
9.
Or excuse me, 8. I'm sorry.
When you do 8 that as an attack. Turn.
My turn.
And it start and basically now
I go at 9.
Well, this is what you guys see. Actually, you saw it dragging the dog back, then all of a sudden it lets Wolfgang go and turns around. Because
that's for later.
Yeah, because Xavier is now confronting it. Now he's got problems. Okay, and oh yeah, actually he has problems right now. What is his armor class? Armor
you
class
should have backstabbed him when he had the chance.
He moved. Yeah, he couldn't get his attack off. He moved more than half of his move rate because with second edition you can move up to half your full movement rate and then like be able to attack. But he moved over that, unfortunately.
That's why you backstab with the ballista.
Dimension door.
Yep.
Hey,
oh, Jesus. Oh, this is bad. Okay. That's a hit. No.
Oh, God.
No. Actually, just 3 hits, but 1's a possible critical.
Oh,
it's a tentacle. There's
brother! My brother!
My dog! My brother! Okay,
it's not like
so
they do the alien tail spike thing all the way through him, so he'll be fine.
4 points of damage, and he has to make 3 saves. 4 points of damage. And he bricked his last save, unfortunately.
Oh, I really want to kill that thing.
So now he's down to 30 hit points, and he's paralyzed for
and Lewis.
A long time.
I'm not a combatant when I start shooting. I'm fine. Yes, exactly. I'm happy with that.
Okay, that's no problem. That was at 8/9. It's your turn, Allie.
Okay. I'm going to move there.
Okay.
And shoot that thing.
All right. Fire when ready, Grizzly. As Bugs Bunny used to say. And got it wrong. It's Gridley, not Grizzly.
That's it, Brian. Explain the joke. Yeah, everybody needs to know that.
Yeah, I know.
9.
Wait a minute.
Asmidian Devil, very Grizzly.
Okay, you're attacking him. You're actually attacking him from the rear now, so that's a plus 2. And your attack goes 16. Or excuse me, your attack with the longbow is 15. So what did you roll, a 9?
A 9.
9. Yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
Awesome.
Don't forget to add the plus 1. Because you're wielding a plus 1 longbow. Remember that. 4 points. Okay, got it. 4 points. Yeah, he's not looking too hot now.
Yeah, he pissed me. He pissed me off.
Okay, that was at 9/10. Your turn, Corey.
Okay, with my 1887 strength and the front tip of the halberd, I'm going to thrust into the beast. My goal is to pin it to the wall.
Okay. new. Okay. Not with a six, you don't.
No, I miss.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is that a reach three weapon?
That's a reach two, actually. No, actually, it's right. That's a three. Yeah, you can do.
Okay.
Halbert is. Oh, God. Albert's like what? Oh, crap. 10 feet. So, yeah, he'd have to move up, but I'll take that as it. I know what he's trying to do. Okay. Unfortunately, even attacking his back quarter, which was a plus two to hit, and all that stuff, yeah, he still missed. Okay, that's 10. 14. Mr. Hart Cleaver.
We're 15s.
Okay.
Both of us.
Okay, then go ahead. Make your shots.
Okay.
I'm in.
7. Yeah, that's
working
okay,
on
miss.
It.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Glenn. You have a plus 2 because you're attacking it from behind.
What does it say? That makes it a 4? No, that doesn't do anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. End of rounds. I think only...
I've got one.
Okay.
Why am I duplicating my rolls? Every time I roll, I'm getting the exact same roll all over again.
Wow, that's pretty nasty.
Which was great against the bugbears, but yes. Sucks here.
Yeah, for sure. Damn. That is kind of weird. Go ahead, Allie. Oops.
Six.
15.
Corey,
plus
look at your messages.
That to 13, no, 16, 15. 15, so armor class 8. That's a hit, believe it or not. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, it's not. That's actually, I just missed. You needed a 7. Okay.
Darn.
And, oh, okay. You're rolling for next round full on? Okay.
No. I was just clearing my cache.
Okay. Well, roll for initiatives, please.
Yeah, Glenn, these are freaking awesome.
But this will be my initiative roll for next round.
Okay.
And they're taking pre-orders.
9 again.
1, 2. What are you doing, Fulon?
I have daggers.
Okay. All right, what do you plan on doing? Because you're quite a ways off.
I'm going to go back up the guy on the far side. I'm going to do the around the circle sprint and go join him.
Okay, no problem. All right, Glenn goes at 11. You go at 3. Okay.
Yep. Especially since, like, now it's probably going to turn around and react to all the attacking, which means I'll be behind it again.
Okay. Glenn is 11. Where are you? There you are. Corey? 11.
Core.
11 for him. Okay.
I was debating on which weapon to use.
Okay. No, it's cool.
I'm a master debater.
50 feet. How much is that? That's 90?
He's got the hairy palms.
Only 90 feet for me to get around there, yeah.
90 feet. You can only move, 60? So you could probably get about there. In that area. Okay.
Well, that's just moving it. If I'm not attacking, I can run.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run.
Okay.
I just want to get in the way and be over there for later.
Okay.
I don't plan to actually attack.
Okay, no problem. Oh, Talarin goes at 2. Okay, and Talarin goes at 2, and... Alright, well, you know what? If you're going to do me a favor. If you're going to double your movement speed to get there, I would need you to make a con check, please.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're increasing your running movement speed, I need you to do that. Done. he just did $6 million man, folks.
Look, it's the Flash.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Talarin's at 2. Hold on. Talarin's at
floppy
2.
Hats make it look better.
Talarin's at 2. Xavier's at 8.
I love it.
That's funny.
And I love my
Xavier's
bad.
At 8. And the... Karen Crawler goes at 13. So I think everybody gets in before he does, or it does.
With any luck, it will not get a chance to do anything.
The way it is right now, I would say not. All right, Talarin's at 2, and he uses a charge off his magic missile wand. And I need to mark down that he cast Chromatic Orb. Okay, got it. Okay, and let's see, that's 2d4 plus 2 again. 9 points of damage, and it takes it down, believe it or not.
Awesome.
Only had 5 hit points left.
Okay, I'm checking. I need to check brother and doggy.
They're both paralyzed.
I'm right there.
They're both paralyzed.
I'm checking the brother.
Okay.
I haven't used the staff today.
Okay.
So I'm going to heal both of them with one hit from the staff.
Okay. All right, that's a D6. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start on my brother.
Okay, go ahead. He didn't take that much damage, but sure. Yeah. Okay.
Meep.
Yeah.
Meep. Meep.
Now, do you have a bionic eye now? What are you doing?
I'm posting a sentry.
Okay.
But with the ready. Putting the daggers away.
One
point.
Picking up my arrows if one or two of them are lurking over here anywhere.
Are you actually recovering for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Down in the hole here. They're kind of pricey.
Yeah, you got a point there. Wow.
Damn. And one for the doggy.
Okay,
I gotta
he's up to six.
I got to do a heal light on the doggy.
You're
cure
do
light.
Cure light? Okay.
Wolfgang, I'm so sorry.
So sorry. You didn't. It's nothing you did. Are you taking your time?
Yes.
All right, that's 8 rounds. Okay. I'll put it up to 14. Oops. Okay. And delete.
And I'm going to feed him.
Okay. All right.
He's had a trying day. He deserves a...
Well, it was definitely trying after that little encounter.
I have to let an angel in, and I'm going to take a quick potty break.
All right, we'll stop here for a moment.
Yeah, okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to use the bathroom myself. I'll be right back.
I know our consent bio break. Ha! Huh.
Corey!
Oh, God, ow.
I was just getting the stuff together for
what?
Okay, well, get the next one.
It died.
Am I going to need the stack of paper?
What's that?
Since I already have paper and notebooks, am I going to need the stack of paper?
Allie, put it on mute. Allie, put it on mute.
You can't hear us. She's gone.
Give Angel some milk.
Yes, I'll
Ah, better. Let me know when she's back.
Hey.
What up?
Dummy.
What? Oh.
Look at your screen.
What are you sending me?
What do you think?
I don't know. Oh, the Red Dwarf.
I just plunked it into a flat rate envelope.
Oh, I didn't know you had those.
Yeah.
Good. I got something here for you if you want it. You want these?
I can't. What is it? Oh, wait a minute. Let me switch to your screen. Hang on. Instant dungeon tiles. Just add water. Oh, beautiful.
You want
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful. Sure.
All right. I'll sign it to you.
Put it in with that rule cyclopedia.
Oh, yeah. That RC I got. I got to dig that out.
Yeah, just do two at once. But I'll see if I can get that out for the next day or so. All
right.
I saw another site that had these type of maps out for the
what
the
kind
classic,
of maps?
The D&D walkthrough prints for Tomb of Horrors, White Plume Mountain, Barrier Peak.
Oh, that thing?
Soja Canth, Slave Hits,
yes,
the Undercity,
I've seen
Isle of
that.
Dread, Ravenloft.
Oh, that's it's awesome.
Hey, am I still here?
Yeah, you're here. I can see
yeah.
you.
It says my
hear.
Connection to the server... Says the connection to the server interrupted.
Oh, wait a minute.
That
oh, but that's, yeah, everybody's
that's
here.
Roll.
Well, all right. Yeah, that's everybody should be here.
Hey, did that son of a bitch get killed?
Yes. Yes. Talarn finished it off with magic missiles.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are not nice.
Let me tell you something.
New.
Those are nice maps.
I hate beer.
I love the Savage Afterworld.
Let's see. All right.
If you
all
play
right,
Meet
Mr.
in Future,
Sentry.
It's...
All right, Mr. Sentry, this is what you see.
Are we playing again?
Well, okay. Yeah, he's doing the guarding thing. That's a ledge.
Allegedly.
I had a whole party brick it at the end of the Isle of Dread.
Against the cold brew?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's a nasty-ass monster for, like, third or fourth level characters.
They weren't third or fourth level by the time they got to the cold brew, and they bricked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, full on.
So now we have
bad dice roll.
Full on. Do me a favor. Yes. Give me a perception check.
Per check. Got it. Dink.
Okay. You see, because you're standing here at the ledge, you can see what looks to be like a bugbear at the top.
So there's a sentry up there.
It looks that way.
Looks that way. Mm-hmm. Well, he sees me. I see him. Does he look like he's reacting to seeing
actually,
me?
Actually, let me make a, let me roll.
Back?
Let me make a roll. Let me make a roll. No, he does not.
Because I wasn't being
stealthy
when I sprinted past. So.
And neither was Xavier. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
No, he does not see you.
How tall is that ledge?
You're not quite certain at the distance you're at, but I'll give you a rough ballpark estimate in one moment.
Nothing impressive down the limits of my vision this way? Other than walls?
It's fairly tall. It's fairly huge. It's fairly tall. You think it's at least 30 feet from where you're sitting.
So there's a high ceiling here then.
Oh, yeah. Ceiling goes up at least 100.
100 feet ceiling in this whole section I'm in?
Exactly.
Including where I'm at?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you can't see me now. I have to, like, squat down and peer up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see.
And
you're pretty sure that's not a decoy because you see him moving around and turning and, you know, that kind of thing. He's not looking down the cliff ledge.
I hold my fingers at the party members and say, "Shh, be very, very quiet. We're hunting bugbears."
Yeah.
So what do we got? It's what time? 8:57. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figure we can go for another hour.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I honestly think so.
I gotta find out if Chris wants to take me for my birthday out to go see the Sin City movie.
For your birthday?
Yeah. Which next showing is at 9:45.
Sin City 2.
Yeah, The Dame to Kill For? Yeah.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say anything. Oh, wow. Jeez, you should have said something. I'd have held off until next week.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Okay.
Gaming is gaming. That's like a birthday present in and of itself.
Yeah, gaming is certainly gaming. You are right. You are correct. So Allie comes back. While you're away, Allie,
yes.
Galantro is relayed to the rest of the party because of where he's standing. He was keeping watch. He saw over here. Oops, wait a minute. There we go. He saw over here. Yeah, over here. He saw bugbears. It looks like they're doing sentry duty on top of this.
Oh,
bridge.
Okay.
It's like a 30-foot cliff.
At least 30 feet. From
there's
where
a 100-foot ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah. The ceiling is really high, so you don't have to worry
so
about
it. So they're what, up above
this,
us?
This one's for you, Corey.
If you would reveal a little bit more of the fog of war, maybe.
Okay. And both. Reveal areas. There we go. How about that?
This way.
Well, and yeah. And
see, there's a ledgy thingy there.
Yeah.
And this, is that sloping in any direction?
No. No.
It's still flat ground over here?
Uh-huh. And from where you're standing, yes.
Okay.
There's one for you, Corey.
Hmm. If we go to the right, we can see if it comes around and then starts to slope up to where they... And if we can come at the bugbears from the back...
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Xavier says... climbing 30 feet of rough-hewn walls?
Xavier says, no, actually, you guys have to rest for quite some time before both the dog and Xavier are back to quote-unquote normal. But Xavier says, I'll just let me handle it. I'll take a look, and he puts the ring on. Okay, and I'll reveal the fog of war. because they're like that. There's another wedge here.
How big is that one?
That one is much narrower than this one, as you can see.
Yes, but how tall is it?
How tall? Same height, 50 feet. Or actually said 50 feet. Yeah, they're both.
Sentry?
Yes, actually there is, which is why now, he went up there invisibly.
Can you see bugbears over here?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he's able to tell you that, yeah, there's bugbear guarding each one of these cliffs.
Apparently not very well if they let carrion crawlers scamper around to their backsides.
By Grapthar's hammer, maybe they put it down. What a savings. But maybe they put the thing down there.
Oh, God. You're too funny. Okay. So he comes back after about 20 minutes, and he tells you that their cliffs are about 50 feet. And if we really want to scale these cliffs, I'll go up first, and I have a rope that will help you climb the cliff.
I can go up as well due to my climbing skill is much improved.
Mm-hmm. So
I happen to be a martial artist. I can do this.
Well, yes. What do you want to do? Do you want to backtrack and check out the ways we didn't go, or do you want to go up the hill, up the cliff?
What the hell?
What the hell? Up the hill.
Okay. What the hell up the hill? Okay.
Well, we have sentries on both corners, and they're probably connected.
More
if we alert one, we're going to alert the other. We either have to take out one set of sentries silently, or take out both at the same time.
We, and Xavier says Katsuo and I can probably do that.
Do I have the thief ability of hiding in shadows or moving silently?
You have, them. Oh. They're just not very. They're not good. No, but you do have them.
Can we pick them off with bows?
You're going to have to be really lucky with your shots, and you're also firing. You're also not only firing a distance, you're also firing up, which actually counts. Yeah. So
it's only 30 feet up. It's not too bad, but the trick would be. Can we get something extra on those, like maybe arrows of silence, or do you have silence spells?
To Lawrence, no, I have no silence spells. Especially nothing memorized.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Okay, Kurt.
I have silence.
Oh, you mean 15-foot rate? Yeah, okay. As a matter of fact, let me mark off the spells that Talarn's cast so that I know what he has left. Okay, so
Gatsuo could probably use that because he's likely to be scuffier and noisier climbing.
But much less so than... Well, actually, the ranger can do it. The ranger can do it. Katsuo can do it. Xavier can do it. They're the ones who are good at it.
Yeah.
But...
And I have silence.
Right.
By the way, DM, just because I know how I am when I DM, I am going to pick up my scimitar and resheath it.
Okay. I'm not. No, I'm not like that.
I am.
I know. So I've never been like that.
Those earlier, and you started making goals in
common. You better reach it. No, you left that 3 rooms back.
I forgot about that. Hold on.
Here's one for Corey.
Okay. And all right. So.
All right.
Xavier
only fired 4 arrows.
Dogs are obviously not climbing up this hill.
No, they're not. You'd have to leave them behind. Because it's a straight cliff. It's not an incline. It's straight up, straight down.
Yeah. The only other way to get them up is once we get rid of the sentry is to...
Rope them up.
Yeah, tie them around their waist and rope them up. Yes, exactly.
Or drink a potion of giant strength and toss them.
Feed the dogs potions of spider climbing.
Good boy, drink it up. Now go up the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be freaky to see.
Sure would.
Okay, hold on a second. Ald's asking me something. Hold on.
Okay.
Ooh. A variant version of the Guards and Wards spell that does all those spell effects inside the area of the Guards and Wards.
Mm-hmm.
A wizard who is totally enamored of the Matrix. He put spider climb in the area of effect of within his guards and wards.
Wow.
For everybody. so that encounters can happen on walls, ceilings, everywhere. That would be awesome.
So we're talking the Matrix Reloaded, not the first one.
I'm still trying to work out the. I'm still trying to work out a D&D mage version of the Death Blossom.
Okay.
That can happen. Okay, wait a minute.
I'm gonna buy this.
Okay.
That's called having a pencil fight with Stabs of the Power.
Okay. Xavier suggests that
two hands of Vector doing a thumb war.
Guys, game.
Yes.
Xavier suggests he and Katsuo go up one of the ledges and he use the rope for you guys to ascend the other ledge.
Good idea.
Okay.
And Lou, use your silent spell to keep things quiet, so that you know the heavier armored people like Caracas don't make a lot of noise ascending and give away your surprise.
Stand by with bows as firing back up in case things go wrong with the sentry takedown.
Okay. Do we have 250-foot ropes?
Yes, but. Xavier actually has a rope of climbing.
Believe it or not. That's not what I'm.
I know.
I understand that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I'm looking at doing is, because Katsuo sees both of the things, and somebody mentioned that they might be connected. Mm-hmm. They're 50 foot high, right?
Yes.
30.
50.
Oh, they're 30
from,
foot
from
high.
Where oh, you, no, from where you were, Fawn, they were at least 30, but now Xavier's got a more accurate reading. 50.
Okay, so they're 50 foot high. Yes. So I tie two ropes together when we climb up there, and what I do is we tie the half-orc to the... Or we tie the dwarf to the other end, and we essentially do a pulley system, and I'm just going to tie the other end of the rope around me when I climb up and just jump off the other side. And when I get down to the bottom, I have an 1887 strength. I can literally pull everybody up.
Okay. So you want to be part of the main group going up, so at least you're...
I'm going up, and then I'm coming back down the other side.
Oh,
somebody else is going to hold on to the other end of the rope.
Know that thing goes all the way around, though.
I don't know either, but I'm going to have two 50-foot ropes tied together.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I see what you're getting at.
We got spikes and a silent spell. We could put a belay point right at the top of one of these cliffs.
But if it's three of us going up or two of us going up, it's not going to be enough to... I don't know how long it's going to take for everybody to get up here. So I figured I get one of the heavy fighters up fast on the rope.
Like
you can hold them up while everybody else climbs up the rope.
Okay.
But anyways, all right. I'm over difficult to lie, says Isaac.
Okay. Tell me He's when having you're a ready. Dome. I will cast a spell.
Okay. So how are you going to do it?
All right.
Because that needs to be determined.
Who is the noisiest?
The dwarf. He's wearing splint mail
armor. I'm going to cast it on the dwarf.
Okay.
Everyone else stay around the dwarf.
Yeah, closer.
But this way, if the dwarf does wander, he's silenced.
Yes, he is.
We see that on his screen now. He is silenced.
Did he do that? Oh, Glenn. Really, Glenn? Wow. You didn't have to do that.
Okay.
Huh? What?
Oh, never mind.
So, dwarf is silenced.
Okay. So you're casting... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Do I really want to do that? Oh, all right, never mind. No, I'm not going to do that.
I start tap dancing down the corridor.
Yeah, and he's doing it in complete silence. Okay, so... All right, who's going on the... is everyone going in one group, or are you splitting it?
Well, I came over here. I'm going to head off to our character's left.
Okay, over here. Oops.
Are we letting Talon go up by himself?
He's part of the group. Yeah, Xavier.
Xavier. Is Xavier going up by himself on one side, and then me and the half-orc are going up the other? Or?
Well, no, the original plan was he was going to go up with you, and you two are going to dispatch the bugbear over there. And then everyone else is going to go on the other side, keeping close to the dwarf so they're silenced.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. And, okay, that's fine.
But we don't alert the other bugbear that we're there.
And
got
Xavier,
it.
Or Xavier
comes worse,
loaned
you, can
you
shove the bugbear off the cliff and
right. Xavier loaned you
a short screen.
He loaned you the rope of climbing, saying just use this and just climb right up.
All right, then that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, not you. I meant the other people, because they're the ones who can't climb as well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so 50 feet.
I'm going to tie a rope around my dog.
I thought you were going to wait until you were all up before you did that.
Well, if I tie the rope and then go up, then I can bring one dog up.
Okay.
Then go back down for the other dog rather than going down twice.
Okay. Okay. Well, who's going to tie the rope around the second dog?
I'll have to go back down.
You're going to go tell back. Someone else who hasn't gone up yet to tie the rope again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This way, we're consolidating movements.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got it. Okay. All right. So let's see. I would say that is far from smooth. So give it a 20% bonus. Okay. All right. Corey, roll your climb walls. Add 20, and it's 20% bonus.
20% bonus or 20% penalty?
Bonus. Because the cliff face is rocky, plenty rough. Of handholds, rough. Yeah, all that.
Oh my god, where'd you get all these extra ones? These are awesome abilities.
What awesome abilities.
Where's the dwarf?
What abilities, Corey? What are you talking about?
Back all the way back there.
The abilities on my character sheet are like a lot more than...
That's everything your character can do. It should be on your main sheet.
You said add 20 to it?
Yeah, add 20, yeah.
Or subtract 20. I got to roll under it, right?
Correct. Yeah, so 87 and under. Yeah, it's exactly right. Minus 20.
That's what I was getting at.
Sorry.
There you go.
Okay.
How about that shit?
5%. Okay.
I walk up sideways. I'm pulling the Batman and Robin.
Yeah, exactly. And having a conversation on the... Yeah, exactly.
Like this.
I just love that. People hang out the window to talk to Batman as he's going up the side of the building.
Brian, the picture, the video.
Hold on. Oh, what? Go, Corey.
He's going to move rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and
how far does that get him?
And I got to roll for Xavier real quick. I forget what his thing is. I think his climb walls is like 95 or something.
I am a master of Shinanju.
Right, you know what's 62. Amazing, guys?
Yeah.
It's only 10:20.
I know that. Done. How about this? Oh, and speaking of Shinanju, Corey, I did have a player who made that martial art.
Oh, the Koreans are the most perfect creatures ever to put footprint on Earth.
You are too slow. You move like pregnant yak.
It would be better for you to eat this can than the food that is contained within it.
Yep. Oh, God bless Joel Grey. He made that. He made that role.
He died, right?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
He's dead.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, 60.
Really? Wow. I have to look it up.
60.
Did you fall?
No, he didn't. The minus 20 bonus helped him. I forgot that I never did add anything. I think most of his stuff was just opening in stealth. Oops. Oh, well. He made it. All right, you guys. All right, let me pull up a bugbear token real quick. And we'll resolve that before you guys. Where? There. And copy. There we go. And move that over here. There we go. And paste. Right there.
He's still alive.
Who's still alive?
Joel Grey.
He is? How? He's in his 80s. He has to be.
82.
Wow. I'm in shock.
All right.
Because I know Jennifer Grey's pushing 50 at this point.
What did he do?
Joel Grey, you remember Remo Williams back in the day?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
The Korean guy that trained him?
Yeah,
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Yes. He played Chun.
And that's all the geeks know him for, too. Not his theater work.
No, I know him for theater work.
I know he's in Wicked. I saw him in Wicked.
He was in Wicked?
Yes, he was on stage for Wicked.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I mean, Cabaret and George M. and all those.
Yeah, way back in the day.
The 7% Solution, he was the 7% Solution, he was in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. George C. Scott Christmas Carol, he was a ghost of Christmas Past.
Buffalo Bill and the Indians, Sitting Bull's history lesson.
Was he in that?
Yep. He was also in the Christmas Carol.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. Buffalo Bill and the Indians, I did that show, the stage version.
Yeah. Corey, roll initiative, yes, please.
What am I rolling?
Initiative, please. I checked to see if he was surprised by you guys just popping up on the cliff, and no, he was not. So, okay, 19.
Obviously not.
He's surprised by the sniper hiding in the shadows.
He'd be surprised by that, that's for sure.
Here's my
good, I'll get my shot in.
Let's see. Okay, 7.
Well, why did... Yeah.
Okay, got it. And Xavier goes Xavier goes at 8. Okay. Or not 8, he goes at 10. Because the speed factor is 2 with that.
Here's mine.
Are we initiating for this? Or
no, I'm rolling this combat between Xavier and Corey against that one. Then I'm going to do you guys, immediately. Yeah.
Good night, bud. Hey.
And he goes at 10. Okay.
Love you, monkey.
Bye, buddy. Good night.
Corey says good night.
Okay, and all right.
I'm sitting here on the floor playing Minecraft.
Okay, nice. Corey, go ahead. Make your attacks. What are you doing?
Oh, God, Liam loves that
I don't
game.
See anything.
Yeah, right in front of you.
I see darkness.
Oh, sorry. My fault.
Why? My eyes are closed.
There. Like that.
That's an old joke.
Oh, that guy right there.
Yeah,
oh,
that guy right there.
He's getting iron-fisted right in the body somewhere.
Okay. Roll it.
That's a plus 3. That's a d20. Whoosh. No. Damn.
10. I'm
sucking tonight.
No, that's a miss. Okay.
Yeah, I missed.
All right. Simultaneous. Let's see. He's going to attack you back since you attacked him. And no. Xavier's going to attack him. So, let me put up 2 d20s. First one is Xavier. The other one's him. The bugbear misses you, Corey, but Xavier does not miss him. So that's a D8 plus 3, 7 points.
Kabam!
Yep. Oops.
And Corey missed?
Yeah, Corey missed.
And Corey, come on.
7
points. And whoops, no, 12, not 7. What are you doing, Brian?
Go on, Corey. Hold on. To flip him off the ledge. I'll say pull.
Ooh. That's a good idea. Ooh. I'm going to do that, I think.
Location is 5. I need to pull up my critical hits real quick. Give me a second. Because I think Xavier is about to stab him in the eye or something like that. DM files. DM files. Where are they? DM files. Come on. Where is it? Oh. There we go. House rules. There it is. That's what I wanted. Critical hits. Location on a humanoid. If the location is 5, hits him in the abdomen. Ooh, this will be nasty. All right. And percentile rolls.
Visceration.
89. Ooh, this could be interesting. Piercing versus humanoid.
Ooh. That would have been better on good hits, bad misses. 89 there was struck an abdomen, immediate death.
I know, but, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, it didn't roll high enough, unfortunately. Piercing weapons. No, I don't want bludgeoning. I want piercing, damn it.
Did you shish kebab him?
He might. There we go, piercing. Piercing versus humanoids. Torso, abdomen. Here it is. 89. Abdomen struck, victim stunned, 1 round, half move, minor bleeding. Okay.
Goodbye, Mr. Burton.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Bugbear. So he's stunned for a round. Okay. So abdomen struck. So his damage is max,
fight,
which is 7 fight. More points.
Hit him with a right.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's see. Okay. So that is... He's down now to 5 points. Okay. Roll it, Corey. You don't even have to roll initiative because he's stunned. He can't act anyway.
Oh, then I'm grabbing him,
uh-huh.
And I'm falling back, and I'm tossing him over the edge.
All right.
I'm going
to... All right, give me a strength check to throw him off because, yeah, I know you have an 1880-something strength.
How about that?
Okay. And 50 feet. Okay.
Bye-bye,
he's
my
like,
bear.
And you just basically grab him and just throw him off. I'm rolling damage out. For that.
Oh.
I'm rolling damage for that. That's 5d6.
If he lives, I'll finish him off at the bottom.
Corey grabs him, whispers 30 feet is terminal velocity.
And he takes 18 points of damage and he's dead.
Yes, Squish.
He's not dead, he's pancake.
Oh my god, that's funny. Just threw him, just basically grabbing him, just threw him. Right off the
What's that giant pizza doing down there? That's not a giant
okay,
pizza. What do you mean it's not giant? Where do you go get your pizza?
I drag the
fat
body
bastard Rhea.
From the bottom of the cliff.
It is for the dogs.
Over to here so that it's out of sight for anyone who checks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, for the other group, who's going up first?
I'm going up first.
Okay.
To anchor.
Okay.
There's still Bugbear up there.
Yes, there is.
The other two, aren't the other two going to come around and see if it connects?
Yeah, but this is happening more or less at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, let me reveal the area real quick. Like that. Okay, there you go.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, so you go up the rope of climbing. You don't even need to make checks because, yeah, it's a magical rope that it does for climbing. Okay, so...
Of course I don't need to make checks. I'm a Russian.
Well, use the accent, damn it.
All right, I'm going to go up behind him.
And he's not surprised, so roll initiative, please, Glenn.
You can't go yet. It's a one-person use rope thing.
Yeah, he's got to get up and he's got to climb up top. Okay.
Okay.
So
rolling.
Okay. And he goes at 16. So don't roll a 10, whatever you do.
I rolled a 6, so I got 11.
Okay, you're first. Now go ahead.
I will. Kablam! Did I dump the dice roller? Nice. I'm back to my usual rep weapon.
21. You're battle axe.
Yeah, I'm
going to
step back off the cliff and shoot at him. Yeah, right. 15.
That's enough
straight
to hit him.
15.
Yeah.
All right. And where's me D8 plus 5? There it is. 7, 12.
12 points? Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. Step a little further. I get him a little further.
And you're fighting in complete silence, by the way. So he attacks.
Yeah.
He attacks you. Where's the dice roller? There it is. Like that.
AC one.
Oh, boy. Double oh, boy. Okay, percentiles.
I think that's a crit. I think that's a crit.
Let's see. Where's my file? Because this is a fumble.
Ooh.
Yeah, he fumbled.
Wow.
39. Oh, that's funny. Okay. He goes.
He falls off the cliff.
Oh, God. If he was closer to the edge, I'd do it. But no. He went to attack you. He overbalanced and tripped over his own feet and cracked his head right on the ground. He's stunned for how many rounds? Let's see.
Oh man, I'd rather see him go
rounds
over the cliff.
Yeah, I know.
I was gonna do the old just step aside.
Yep.
He's stunned. He's helpless. Chuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, you could deliver the coup de grace pretty easily.
I grab it and say, I'm now the one coming down.
Complat.
He mouths quietly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you hear. You know, that's all you see is yeah. Okay. All right, so you guys take care of that bugbear fairly easily. Wow.
Another one coming down.
Okay, and the rest of you climb up and you pull the dogs up. And yes,
and
this does connect.
The
yeah.
Yar.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind, exactly. Okay.
Out of sight.
What the fuck was that? I'm sorry, somebody just banged really hard against the
door.
Wall.
Hey, more editing work for you.
Yeah, I know. As if I don't have enough of it, right? Okay, and that's what you see. And
okay,
sure enough,
meet up
everybody
with
joins up. Everybody meets up. Right there.
Join up with brother.
How are we doing on time here?
It is
10:30.
You want to go for another half an hour, or you want to stop? It's up to you. I don't care.
I can go for half an hour.
Okay, that's one. Corey, Glenn, Fulon, what do you guys want to do?
Fulon's got to be somewhere in 10
no.
minutes.
Oh,
it's too late for that, so don't worry about it. I'll just go back into the Old Republic when we're done.
Okay.
And we'll continue blowing things up.
And I'll go back into Marvel Heroes and beating stuff up. Okay.
Okay, then. Let's keep going.
All right. Okay, so.
Got another cul-de-sac over here.
Mm-hmm. Anything in there?
What, where? Here? No, it's empty.
Okay. All so right. What do we see in front of us, then?
Okay. Let me reveal the area. There you go. It's like that.
Hmm. I'm gonna get
There's
rid of
a passage that cuts to your right, and it continues straight ahead. And actually, I can just do this. Like that. There you go.
You can you?
Yeah, I can. I'm the DM. Yeah. It's my world. They actually did a documentary on Bob Ross. It was awesome.
Bob Ross?
Yeah, Bob Ross. Joy of Painting.
Oh, him, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that one I sent? Did you see... Happy Little Treants. Did you see
Happy
that one?
Happy Little Treants, yep.
I love that
Happy
one.
Happy Little Treants.
And here he was paying the D&D Player's Handbook, AD&D Player's And now we'll add a little Happy Little Treants.
Oh, Bob Ross. I mean, that man was awesome. Okay. All right, so,
always so
which
calm.
Way are you guys going to go? What? What'd you say?
Always so calm, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In his little landscapes, you know?
Yeah, that's how he always was, apparently. I mean...
That man was doing some seriously mellow drugs.
No, that's just how he was.
Wow.
Yeah. He was just... apparently, he was just on a natural high.
I'll say.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay,
small room, cable access, paint fumes.
Down, yeah, this way, where the little
that
penguins...
Way. You can go here, or you can go here, or you can go there. You got choices.
I'm for going here, but that's everybody else goes, you know.
Which way you want to go, Allie? Here?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
What do I see? Wow.
Reveal that.
Jimmy Jameson died.
Who's that?
That's right.
Survived, the lead singer Survivor.
Oh, really? Oh, that sucks.
And Cobra.
Wow.
And that's room 91. Okay. Let me get to the correct areas.
Everybody else? Or you guys want...
It's this one. Okay. I just had to figure out where you were. Okay. All right.
Are we going that way?
Okay. Utter blackness consumes a 10-foot wide stretch of the corridor wall. You can see nothing but the darkness.
Ooh.
Magic missile at the darkness.
I'm out of magic missile spells.
Damn it.
So, where does the darkness start? Where the black
where
is?
Where the black is and continues in. What colors you can do?
Let's not wander into complete and utter darkness.
I will post here and peek. What do I see?
You still see darkness. Your information
kind of
penetrated.
Possibly magical darkness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to move here. Can I move here?
There? Okay.
I don't want to peek. Just letting you know, like
you
both ways.
You just want to just post there.
I'm looking down the hallway, see if I can see anything. But I'm just being guarding. Yeah, I'm guarding our other side.
Being human, you can't see much of anything.
Really?
That's correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about running into complete and utter darkness at the moment. What's this way?
Jerky through the darkness for the dogs.
Use them as Polish mind detectors? What?
Brother, how would you feel about going and checking it out?
Who?
Not the darkness.
Who?
Brother.
Oh, that. Oh. As long as you come running to my rescue, if I call for help, I'll do it.
Of course.
Right. Like a little
okay.
baby.
And he goes in and he disappears. And let me do some checking. Okay.
I've got sword ready, just in case.
Alright. This is that time I was talking about that I really wish I would have kept this on my cell phone. I'll be right back.
Okay, go ahead.
Hmm.
Ooh. Okay. Is that as stated? Yes, it certainly is. Okay. No problem. And you hear from the darkness, you hear him call out, I found something.
What did you find?
This handle. I don't know what it is, but I found it.
Oh, jeez. What happened? Wow. Hold on. Did my roll 20 just crash? Oh, no, it didn't. Okay. I thought it did, but no, it didn't. It's a body.
A body?
Yes. Been here a while.
Human body, orc body, elf body?
Anybody? I'm feeling around in the darkness, brother. It feels humanoid. Okay.
Get Mr. IR Vision over here and look.
Okay. I'm already looking.
I'm talking about me.
How far back can you go?
It goes back maybe another 10, maybe 15 feet, and it just stops. I tripped over the body, by the way. He has a backpack.
Drag it out.
Okay.
Bring it out into the light.
Okay. Follow the light. Okay. All right. And you hear him moving closer. You can hear him moving closer. Then all of a sudden he just appears. And he's carrying what looks to be a body of a skeleton of a human.
Skeleton is good. Skeleton is good. There's no meat left for the rock grub, so skeleton is very good.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it has a backpack attached to it.
What if it jumps up and starts hitting on you?
Then you
can...
I'll thank you for the compliment and say no, thank you. I don't do that.
I'm a cleric. I turn it.
Yeah, exactly. Well thought out. Okay.
He jumps up, walks over to you. Go, how you doing?
You're not my type. All right, let's check the backpack.
Inside the backpack are three bottles of colored liquid and two pieces of parchment.
And a pear tree.
Don't remind
One
me
was
Christmas.
Continual darkness.
Well, he was either a mage or a cleric. Or thief.
Maybe he was a major cleric.
Oh God!
If I look at the parchment, can I tell the writing?
On one you cannot. The other one you can.
Okay. I hand the one I cannot read to our mage.
And he looks at it, and his eyes light up. This is going in my spell book, and he rolls it up and tucks it in his robe.
Glad I could make you happy.
Thank you. I'm very happy, and you will know why soon enough.
Oh, it's that protection for morons spell.
Don't we always had that sometimes?
You can keep that on a rock.
Wrapped up. Okay, I check out the scroll that I'm can read. What have I got?
Would that work? You're not sure. It's written. Of course, it's written in common. It's a couple of spells, or actually three spells. I'm sorry. Two of them look to be exactly the same. You think they're curative magic, and the other one you think is for augmentation.
Okay, I'm gonna bundle that one up.
Okay.
Figure it out later. We've got three potions.
Yes. Okay.
Do we have anyone with...
anyone adventurous enough to drink it? What? Well, you also have potions from earlier that were never identified. And... to Lawrence says, I don't have that spell memorized. I usually save that for when I'm safe in an inn somewhere.
Yeah. Well, let's add these to the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't do you very much good safe in an inn anywhere, does it?
No.
No.
But the preparation is long and arduous and not good to be in the middle of where we're at.
What he said.
Mm-hmm. See, you could use a bard today.
Yeah. Definitely could use a bard. Okay. I've got it. Let's see. Okay, hold on. I'm writing down what they are so that I mark it down on my treasure sheet later. Okay, it's that. 2D. And the other one. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3 potions, not 2.
Yeah, it was 3 potions, 2 squirrels. Yeah. Ow!
Squirrels? What? What happened? Okay. Oh. All right, so that's stuff to be gone through later. Okay. So, yeah, that one and the darkness just continues. Okay, so where do you go from here?
Down.
Okay, left or right?
Let's see.
Oh, and there is another passage right ahead of you. Let me reveal that. There it is. Whoops.
Where?
Like that. There. Like that. So you got left, right, and straight ahead of you.
Oh, there. Okay, there it is. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I say go right.
To the right? Over here.
To the right?
Oops, wait a minute. Let me do that. Over here.
No. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. I have to reverse myself again.
To the left. Okay, no problem. Okay.
My other right, yeah.
Yes, your military right. Sorry, Fallon. Oh, that's a long-standing joke. Okay, you go to the left, and let me reveal that. Reveal the area. And you see that. Opens up into, you think is another cavern, then there's a passage that goes off to the right.
Alright, do we want to check out that cavern, guys?
Hello?
Guys. Sorry about it.
Okay.
I am fine either way, yeah. If you think it's a better... I can't see for crap down here, so I'm just following the sound and the motion of you guys.
Okay. Sounds so bitching.
Okay.
Alright, let's check this out just to see.
You want to check the cavern out? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is your other boy going to stay up there?
I'll bring it out. I'm sorry. I'm doing like 20 million things at once. Yeah, I got it. I got him. There. All right. And this is what you find. If I can move the map so that I can bring everything up like that and over like that. Okay. This is what you find.
There's that toad paladin, the frog. No.
Yeah, it's what you see. There you go.
96, and there's all these bottles, shelves of bottles of beer on the wall.
This large chamber contains many stalactites and stalagmites, some of which are broken and littering the floor.
I walk through the chamber with my shield on top of my head.
Probably a good idea.
You think they're piercers, huh? Okay. And
depends how many of them are creeping across the floor towards the wall.
You don't see anything moving. It looks like all rocks.
Well, piercers and the occasional grill will just get my shield and not me.
This is not Corey's game. I don't use grill on third level characters.
Oh, man.
Come on. Okay. It takes you a couple of minutes to pick your way across the cavern, but you make it without incident.
Alright.
Oops, I need to reduce that to 1.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
It's a party!
It's all right, a party. Follow him.
And this is what you find. Like that. There's a passage that goes to your right, and there's the one that continues straight ahead.
No.
Okay, I picked the last one. You pick this one.
I pick my nose.
Left. Right. Left? Okay, so you want to keep going straight ahead. Okay. And this is what you see. And reveal areas, and we'll just go to up here, and we will just reveal this whole thing. Like that.
We have encountered no illumination other than the green phosphorescence that was down at the riverside yet?
Correct.
Like that. What do we see?
Oops, that didn't work the way I wanted it to. Sorry. Like that.
Ah.
Okay. You hit 97. The cliff here has gradually crumbled away, leaving a jumble of huge boulders. The rock slide lowers from south to north, which means from basically your, basically it starts at your feet and just goes up, taking the corridor. This is, the bottom is 50 feet lower than the top. The slope looks gentle enough to climb.
Hey, can I get on my shield and, like, snowboard down? It'll be a little bumpy, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you have to make dex checks to make sure you stay on.
Hey, dwarf, maybe you can detect sliding, shifting walls. I see one.
Da, right there.
Okay, so...
Or after the, I remember one D&D game where we had a thief where the trap went off, and you're supposed to detect traps. The next one went off, I go, "Yep, that's a trap."
Yep, that's a trap.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So, what do you guys want to do here?
Anybody want to see what's at the bottom?
Joey Clark.
We are the bottom.
We
As
go
he
up
described it, we are the bottom of this cliff rockfall.
Glenn.
Oh. I thought we were the top of the rockfall.
No, you're at the bottom of it. It goes up.
Oh, Glenn. Okay.
Skype.
Oh, okay.
Now, shall we see what's at the top?
Okay. All right.
How high is our ceiling?
Still over 100 feet. It doesn't even come into play. And the ceiling more or less scales with the rock slide.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently this was a slope, but apparently there's a rock slide, and now the corridor's kind of choked. Now you have to kind of climb up it and over it. Excuse me.
Is that supposed to be leaf?
What?
Lee.
Okay.
One word.
So, do you guys continue along this way or what?
Oops, yes.
Let me reveal more of that. There you go.
We're going back up now?
Correct.
Or up more.
Yeah,
up more.
Actually, yeah. Another, like I said, yeah, it ascends another 50 feet.
From where rope. I remember we came from, we went through a trapdoor in some kind of room and went down
about 300 feet.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is we're going up now.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. That was the general plan, though. Get up, get out.
That's what I'm hoping for. You guys saved me and rescued me in here. I want to get the heck out of here.
Okay.
Up is good.
We're working on it.
Just to make it easy.
Pulling the doggies up.
Yeah, after you climb up and you move a little further along, that's what you see.
Damn, that rope of climbing is good.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow.
Basically, the corridor goes up and goes back to where you guys were before you guys made the... Yeah, it loops around.
To the Y.
Okay.
With the NCA.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
There were no slopes involved from us getting from there back to here.
Correct.
Okay, wait a second. We went up, then we went up again.
We climbed 100 feet. And the difference between where we are now and where we started when we walked through here is 100 feet difference, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
One of these hallways has to be a slope.
Yeah.
One of these hallways is not like the other.
And a pretty severe slope to cover 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when not even need a dwarf to detect sloping passages type slope.
Nobody decided to do that. Nobody suggested to do that.
I've asked if any of these passages are sloping.
Hmm. He has. He has a couple times.
Are we going up or are we going down?
Now you are going up. It's just the choke point here. It makes it like you're going further up. And then, once you came around about here, that started sloping back down.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Mm-hmm.
What does D&D have to do with sense?
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, you have to remember, the module we're running is 31 years old.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. I don't think they paid attention to too much about that back then. And it's about 5 minutes to 11. You want to call it here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think it makes perfect sense. It's just you read that one piece of box text backwards.
It's possible. Because yeah. I think the box text was intended for if you came in from the other side. That's the only thing I can think of. So, yeah, I probably misread it.
Then it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay. Then I should have just reversed up and down it and would have made sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this will end session 14 of Hammers of the Duchy, and we will resume again later on this month. It is the first week in September, so we'll resume later this month in session 15. So
sure.
And well, the thing is, guys, you're close to the end. You're very close, actually. You're very close. So, speaking for my players, this is DM Brian saying good night and until next time. Bye bye.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night, Gamer Nation.
This has been an AD&D 2nd Edition Actual Play Podcast, presented by Wild Games Productions and D20 Radio. Join us next time for the further adventures of the Hammers of the Duchy.